那我们先念一处的圣经，翻到约翰福音。
Please turn to John.
第一章。
Chapter
1. 约翰福音第一章三十九节。
John 1:39.
好，我先念一下第一约翰福音一章三十九到四十一节。
John 1:39-41。
耶稣说：“你们来看，他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住。那时约有身证了，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说：‘我们遇见弥赛亚了。’”
He said unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day. For it was about the tenth hour. One of the two which heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ.
大家注意一下，这位叫做安德烈。
This was called Andrew.
然后是注意的事情是说最后一句他说我们遇见弥赛亚。
We want to focus here. We have found the Messiah.
那个遇见基督了。
They have met the Christ.
继续往下哈，四十三节到四十五节。
Verses 43-45。
又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”这腓力是伯带大人和安德烈彼得同城。腓力找着拿但业，对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”
The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip and said unto him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.Philip found Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
大家注意一下，这一次是有一个人叫做腓力。
Here we notice someone named Philip.
他做了一个见证，他说那一位我们遇见了。
He testified and said, we have found him.
所以今天我愿意交通的就是遇见我们的主。
I want to share with you how to meet the Lord.
有一位安德烈呢，他说他遇见主了。
Said he had found him.
然后有一位腓力呢，他也说他遇见主。
Andrew said he had found him, and so did Philip.
所以呢，我们今天是否遇见主？
Have we met the Lord today? Have we found him?
好，所以今天就是问弟兄姊妹一个问题哈，你是否遇见了主？
Have you met the Lord?
我其实我在相当一段时间呢，我心中有一个负担。
Have a burden for some time.
就是说弟兄姊妹，我们要能够进入到一个属灵的实际的里面。
If we were to enter into spiritual reality.
也就是说，我们今天所相信的哈，然后所知道的。是不是我在我们身上有真实的经历
？Who we believe in, what we know is is it true? Is it a real experience in our life?
那我们相信主是全能的主。
We believe he is a mighty God.
这件事情在我们身上是不是真的
？Is this true in our life?
我们知道主是安慰，是看顾我们的主。
We know he's our comforter. He takes care of us. Is this true in our lives?
然后这件事情在我们身上到底是不是真的？
Is this real?
然后我们知道主呢是一位活的主。
We know he's a living God.
然后并且呢，我们能够与他亲近。
That we can draw nigh to him, draw close to him.
那我们是否真的经历到我们遇见他了呢？
Have we experienced and have we met him?
所以今天。我心中有一个感觉。
I have this feeling.
我们很需要很真实的遇见我们的主呢，叫我们认识他。
We need to really to come to know him, to experience him.
当我们遇见他的时候呢，我们的生命就应该会有改变。
When we meet him, our lives ought to change.
当我们遇见他的时候呢，很多捆绑我们的事情应该就能够脱落。
When we meet him, when we have met him, a lot of our bondages will be loosened from our bondages.
当我们遇见他的时候呢，我们的生活就应该会受到调整。
Our lives will be adjusted.
所以今天哈，在神的儿女当中，我的确是感觉我们缺少真实的被主摸到。
Among God's children today, I feel that we lack being really touched by the Lord.
我想我今天很感谢主，我们一同的聚会。
I thank the Lord that we can gather together here.
大家都花时间来聚会，对不对？
We spend time together together.
然后我们也相信主了，他是我们的神。
And we already believe in the Lord, and He is our God.
但是我们会有一种可能性，会缺少一件事情，真实的被主。
But we might lack this that in our heart we have not been touched by the Lord.
我举一个比较
I'll give you an example.
以前我是用另外一个例子来解释一个属灵的实际哈。
I have used this example to explain a spiritual reality.
所以我在那个我是用以前我是用神的话语来解释一个叫我们能够抓住什么是属灵的实际。
I use God's word to explain how we can grab hold of spiritual reality.
我以前提过哈，就是说我们读圣经，对不对？我们读神的话。
I said that when we read God's word.
一个比较极端的例子就是说。有人读神的话呢，他可以不信耶稣。
An extreme example, one can read the word of God and not believe in Jesus.
然后他可以把那个神的话语当做一种道理跟系统来分析。
He can explain it and analyze it as a kind of just a knowledge.
然后他可以有很丰富的知识，很丰富的背景，但他可以。
He can have abundant knowledge and abundant background, but he can choose to not believe in God.
这是一个我用极端的例子来告诉弟兄姊妹，我们读神的话语，有时候我们没有抓到基督。
And this is an extreme example to show you that many times when we read the Word of God, we have not caught grapple of Christ.
也就是说，当我们读神的话语的时候呢，我们不应该把它当作白纸黑字，就是好像知识一样来看。
That is to say, when we read the Word of God, we should not just treat it as words, printed words.
我们需要读主的话语的时候呢，能够真实的碰见我们的主。
That we can truly touch our Lord.
然后所以我在这边也举一个比较极端的例子。
And another extreme example.
就是说有一种可能性哈。
As a likelihood.
有一些基督徒他们在好像在服侍主。
When Christians seem to be serving the Lord,
做主的事情,
they do the work of God,
甚至有的弟兄姊妹也许他们在带查经,
and maybe they are leading Bible studies,
也许他们在传福音,
maybe they are preaching the gospel,
也许像我一样在这边讲信息,
maybe they are sharing a message,
或是在主日学带小朋友,
or teaching Sunday school and taking care of the children,
然后表面上我们看起来是一个好像很好啊，对主是有服侍啊。
It seems like it's a really good service to the Lord on the surface.
其实对主愿意服侍主这是好的。
To be willing to serve the Lord, that is good.
但是有一种可能哈，一个人在讲道在带查经，有可能他没有遇见主。
But there's a likelihood, even though a person can preach the gospel, can be sharing a message, that person has not met the Lord.
虽然他好像表面在做主的事情，讲主的话。但是他生命当中没有主真实的碰见他。
Maybe on the surface he might be sharing God's word, sharing about the Lord, but in his own life he does not have a real experience, has not met the Lord.
所以我们还是能够讲圣经上的事情。
So we can talk about the Bible.
然后弟兄姊妹，我们还是能够聚会来有一些祷告。
And we can still come together and we can still pray.
但是真的有一种可能性，我们里面深处。真的没有接触到主。
But still, in the depth of our heart, we have not met the Lord.
然后也许弟兄姐妹会觉得遇见主好像是一个很抽象的事情。
You might think to meet the Lord might be something very abstract.
因为我们今天那个好像我们 肉眼啊碰不见他，我今天说我碰到这个姊妹，我遇见他，这个我们可以明白。
And when we say, you know, we meet the sister, you know, we can understand that, but our eyes, we cannot see the Lord today, physically.
对对，所以在那个我们那个物质上的这个眼睛啊，好像很难明白说什么叫做遇见主。
On the material side, it's hard for us to understand, to meet the Lord.
但是举一个简单的例子。
But an easy example.
其实哈，弟兄姊妹，当你信主的时候呢，你应该就碰见主。
When you believe in the Lord, you have already met the Lord.
也就是说，当你信耶稣的时候呢，其实在你的里面呢，你已经跟他接触。
When you believe in Jesus, inside you, you already have come in contact with Him.
然后你把你的心门打开。
When you open up your heart.
然后你让主耶稣进到你的心里面。
You let Jesus come into your heart.
然后你把他接受成为你一生的救主。
And you receive and accept Him as your personal Savior.
其实照理讲，那个时候呢，你应该就开始经历什么叫做遇见主。
You should have already met the Lord.
所以我愿意说，让弟兄姊妹知道呢，遇见主不是一件抽象的事情。
I want you to know that meeting the Lord is not an abstract thing.
当我们碰见主了
，When we meet Him，
然后我们的心好像向他敞开
，Our hearts open up to Him，
然后我们就成为神的儿女
，We become children of God，
然后我们的一生就改变
，Our whole life changed，
然后我们就学习一生的来跟随他
，And we learn to follow Him all of our lives。
但是很多时候很可惜的。
But many times,
unfortunately, 也许当我们信主一段时间以后
，maybe after a while,
我们这个跟主这个接触呢，好像就失去。
This connection, this contact with the Lord, we lost it.
然后我们读书工作呢
，our studies, our work,
就是照着我们这样子平常。该做的就这样去做。
We just go on a routine.
好像主耶稣在我们的生活当中，好像没有很重的分量。
It's as if the Lord Jesus has no weight on our lives.
好像在我们的深处的里面呢，好像没有真实的常常与他联系在一起。
That in our depths of hearts, we do not have a connection with Him, that contact with Him as often.
当这种情况发生的时候呢，你会发现你的祷告是很负面的。
When this happens, you will notice that your prayer is very on the surface, very shallow.
对一个基督祷告哈，如果真的从深处的话，它是里面很有负担，很有力量。
Because when a Christian prays with burden inside of him, there's the strength of God in there.
然后当他碰见主的时候，他读主的话，应该是有活的话语在他身上。
When he reads the word of the Lord, it should be living.
但我现在要提一下，我们是以信心知道主与我们同在，这是肯定。
And I want to say that by faith we know that the Lord is with us, and this is for sure.
主乐意的住在我们当中，与我们同在。
He loves to be with us.
但是我们有一些责任哈，叫我们真实的从里面呢，能够与他相遇。
But we have responsibility to meet him deep within.
所以我们今天要自己问一个问题哈，就是说我是否遇见了我们的主。
We want to ask ourselves today, have we met our Lord?
就像那个安德烈跟那个菲利他们做的见证。
Just like the testimonies of Andrew and Philip.
那我遇见基督了。
I've met him, I found him.
然后我们遇见了那个圣经上所启示的那一位主。
I've met the one that the scriptures talked about.
他们遇见的时候，他们心中就很兴奋。
They're very excited within them when they have found Jesus.
赶快找了他的哥哥，找了他最好的同伴，告诉他们我们遇见主。
They found their brother, their companions that, you know, they have found the Lord.
但愿说我们也遇见主，成为我们心中的喜乐。
May we find him to be our joy.
好，所以我今天愿意说，就给大家一个印象，我们需要遇见主。
I want to give you guys an impression that we have to meet the Lord.
我们看一下马太福音第五章。
We read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Verse 8.
马太福音第五章第八节。
Matthew 5:8.
信心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，其实主的意思呢，是要他的儿女们能够得见他。
God's purpose is that we will be able to see Him.
但是一个人要能够做一个信心的人。
But we have to be pure in heart.
对，所以这个清新的意思就是说很 pure, 很单纯、单一、很洁净。
Pure and clean and single-minded.
Yeah, 所以一个清新的人哈，他就必定能够看见神。
One that's pure in heart, he shall see God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要能够得见神呢，我们自己要维持一个心中的单纯。
That we may see God, we have to maintain this pureness in our heart.
如果能够单纯的话，你一定能够得见神。
And if you can maintain the pureness in your heart, you shall see God.
啊，我们的毛病就是说，我们的心思不单纯。
Our problem is our thoughts are not pure.
我们常常忧虑这个，想那个东西，然后心思里面环绕着各样的东西打向我们。
It's all filled with different things, with worries, with problems, and everything.
然后啊，当然那些东西都在，但是我们需要能够。
Even though those things might exist, we have to come and single-heartedly to come and look upon the Lord.
对，有的时候我们这个爱情不单纯。
Our love might not be pure.
对，很多事情就在那里吸引我们，然后我们就很渴慕这个，想要那个，好像主就心那个爱情就不单纯。
We have many other desires outside of God.
所以一个单纯的人呢？他是为着主的，他很多事情是不为着自己。
One that is single-minded, single-hearted, he's Christ-centered. He does not think up for himself.
对，所以我们要维持心中的单纯，就能够得见他。
We have to maintain this pureness in our heart, then we shall see God.
我们看一下那个诗篇四十二篇。
We'll read Psalm 42.
诗篇四十二篇第一节哈。
42:1。
我稍微念一下。诗篇四十二篇一到五节。
Verses 1-5。
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心渴想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，忍不住的对我说：“你的神在哪里呢？”我从前与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里。大家守节，我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
As the hart pant after the water brook, so pant my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude, I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance.
这些东西怎么样？你看到这边有一个作诗人呢、啊，他说他的心，大家很熟啊，我的心切慕主，如鹿切慕溪水。
This one said that his heart desires for the Lord as like the heart pants after the waters.
然后他的心一直渴慕，很想神。然后他说，我什么时候可以见到神呢、啊、
？He said, When shall I see my God?
但是到了第五节的时候呢，你会发现它里面有个转折。
And on verse 5, you see that's a turning point.
Yeah. 所以他说我的心啊，你不需要忧闷啊，你也不需要烦躁。
It says, you know, my heart, you don't have to be cast down, you don't have to be disquieted.
当他仰望神的时候,
when he hopes in God,
他就看到神的笑容,
he will see his countenance.
所以这边有一个很渴慕见到神的人呢，当他仰望的时候，他就看到神的笑容。
When this person he so desires to see God, he will see his he will meet him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这边就问我们自己了，我们是否有一个这么样的渴慕，想要见到神呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we have such a desire to meet our Lord?
我们是否里面这么一个单纯的心，能够看到仰望他的时候，我们看到他的笑容，成为我们里面的喜乐呢？
Are we just pure in our hearts that his countenance will be the joy in our hearts?
他说他的笑脸帮助我。He
said his help of his countenance.
Yeah.
His countenance helped us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们曾经有没有被主的笑脸帮助过呢？
Have we been helped by his countenance?
当他同在的时候，他的笑脸就成为我们。
That his presence, his countenance is our biggest help.
对，所以有一件事情我以前提过。
I've mentioned this before.
对，我们有位姊妹，亲爱的姊妹，她得了癌症。
Our sister had cancer.
对，经过一些年之后，她就被主接走了。
And after some years, she was received by the Lord.
所以她的安息聚会的那个 program 那个章单张那个章上面呢，就写了两句话。
And on the in the service that bulletin have two phrases.
The program,
sheet has
some. 对不起，我现在有点我没有去重新再翻，不过我知道他的意思。
I don't know the I can't quote, but I kind of know the meaning of it.
他的意思就是说，那个昨日呢，他以笑脸帮助我。
That yesterday, he was my help. His countenance was my help.
然后今日呢，我以笑脸迎见他。
That today, I meet him, with joy, with smiling,
joyful
face.
Okay. 那这意思就是说，当他在，这句话很摸着我的心。
This really touched my heart.
也就是说，当我们在世上的时候呢，好像主的笑脸常常成为我们的帮助。That
in our walk, God's own smiling face, His countenance has been our help.
如果他的笑脸在我们还在地上的时候，常常成为我们帮助的话。If
His countenance is always our help when we are here on earth.
那当有一天我们生命结束的时候，我们去朝见他的时候呢？
And at the end of our lives, when we come and meet him, that we will meet him with a smiling face. And indeed, this is his experience that the countenance of the Lord is our help.
另外，请大家看一下那个《圣徒诗歌》539首。 圣徒诗歌539。好，这个你看到这个诗歌的这个标题叫做“第一羡慕是救主”。
The title of this hymn was my Savior first of all.
Okay. 也就是说，这位做事的姊妹呢，她心中有个渴慕。
That's a desire in the sister's heart.
当她生命结束的时候呢，她第一个羡慕的人就是能够面对面见到主。
At the end of her life, the first that she wants to see is her Savior.
所以第一节她这样唱啊。
It says here.
当我人生工作地，要从涨潮横渡过，离开所有试探烦恼和火炉。When
my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see.
然后当我一分彼岸时，我必认识我救主，首先欢迎我的就是他笑脸。I
shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me.
所以他心中有一个盼望。
she has a hope in her heart.
有一天真的一组, 面对面的时候呢,
that when she comes face to face with her Lord,
她看见主的笑容,
she'll see his smiling face.
然后, 父跟她说, 我认识他, 我认识他, 当我得赎站在他身边,
and a reframe it says, I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand.
然后我认识他, 我认识他, 因他手上有钉痕可见,
I shall know him, I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hand.
他看见主的时候,
when she meets when she meets the Lord, it's
不陌生的,
the Lord is very familiar to her.
所以他一直, 他知道说他认识他, 他很熟悉,
she's very familiar with the Lord and know the print of the nails in his hand.
然后第二节他这样唱好,
verse 2,
我心要如何震动, 当我见他久目脸,
oh, the soul thrilling rapture when I view his blessed face.
也就是说他久久的爱慕能够看见主的面呢,今天当他真实的看见他的时候,他心是何等的震动。
She has longed to see his, her Savior's face, and when she actually meet him, you know, how so thrilling that would be. And she can see the luster of his kindly beaming eye.
所以第三节第四节的最后一句呢,都是唱说,但我第一羡慕是见我救主。And
the third and fourth verses, it says here, but I long to meet my Savior first of all.
所以那个, 英文就是说, meet my Savior first of all. 就是meet, 我们能够遇见他,
that we may meet our Savior.
所以弟兄姊妹, 从这个诗歌啊, 我们想要学习的是说,
from this hymn we learn,
有一些弟兄姊妹呢, 他们心中有一个渴慕呢,
there are some brothers and sisters that they have this desire in their hearts. They long to meet the Lord.
虽然那个刚刚有诗歌是讲到主再来的事情,
even though the hymn earlier mentioned was talk about when the Lord is here again.
但是今天我们在灵的里面呢,
but we can meet him in our spirit today.
但是有一个条件,
but there is a criteria. We have to long, we have to have the desire to meet him. And when we see his smile, it's a great help to us.
所以我其实第一点想要强调说,
I want to emphasize firstly that we have to have this longing in our hearts that we want to meet him.
然后接下来有几个点, 我需要,
there are some other things I want to mention.
就是说在某些的情况底下, 我们能够遇见,
under some circumstances, we can come to meet him.
有时候我们可能不一定自己知道,
sometimes we do not know it.
但其实在这些事情上面,
but in these things, we can meet him.
第一件事情呢,
first thing,
我们看一下约伯记42章第5节。
We're going to read Job.
在诗篇前面哈, 约伯记42章第5节。
Chapter 42, verse 5. Job 42:5.
我从前风闻有你, 现在亲眼看见你, 因此我厌恶自己, 在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye see thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
弟兄姊妹,那个约伯记很长,
Job is a very long book.
Yeah, 但是也许当中最有名的一句话就是这句话。
Maybe the really famous verse is this verse.
所以这位约伯呢,他从前风闻有主。
Job, he has heard about God.
他好像知道主,
he seems to know him.
可是他经过一些经历的时候,
but after some experience, he says he sees the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹好,
some Christians, they may just have heard about God.
就像我刚刚讲的, 也许还是聚会, 也许还是查经,
maybe you come to the meetings, you prayed and you read the Bible.
但是好像还只是, 风闻有主。
But still, it's like you just heard about him.
好像还不能从深处说我亲眼看见主。
But yet you cannot say from the depths of your heart that you have met him.
虽然我讲的不是那个肉眼。
I do not mean physical eyes.
而是我们灵里面的眼睛在灵里面遇见主。
There are spiritual eyes. We met him in our spirit.
所以这件事情呢，跟上面有关系。他说他厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
He says that he abhors himself and repents in dust and ashes.
所以这一点我想要讲的就是说，当我们的罪被暴露出来，当我们自己的败坏被暴露出来的时候呢，很多时候是我们遇见主的时候。
Many times when our sins are revealed, that's when we have met our Lord.
我很难，我今天不是很难确，我今天没有强调说是我们先遇见主才认罪的，还是认罪之后遇见主，这个顺序我今天不强调。
I don't want to emphasize on the whether you know you come to meet the Lord and then you see your sins, or you see your sins and then you come to meet the Lord.
但是我希望告诉大家说，当我们好像罪被显明出来之后，跟遇见主有关系的。
But I want to tell you that, you know, when your sins are revealed, it has to do with meeting with the Lord.
很多那个基督徒当他信耶稣的时候，
many Christians when they believe in Jesus,
他们都有一个经历哈，
they have this experience.
就是好像主把他过去一生当中那个许多的罪呢，好像电影一样再重新播放出来。
That the Lord played out, you know, like a movie, like all the things that this person has done.
这些人也许他过去道德也不怎么样。
Maybe this person is not so good morally.
也许他对过去犯的这些罪，那个没什么罪恶感。
Maybe he's not aware of that he has sinned.But it is much amazing.
他那个里面好像就那一件一件的罪的事情呢，就受到提醒。
But one thing after another, he was being reminded of his sins.
然后很多基督徒就流泪在主面前认罪，就信主。
And they confessed their sins before the Lord and they accepted him.
他们遇见主了。
They meet the Lord.
所以他们那个在悔改当中，他们亲眼就看见主。
So in repentance, they meet the Lord.
这件事情很奇妙。
It's really amazing.
好像他过去其实根本没有什么罪恶感。
He doesn't feel his sins before.
但是他碰见主的时候，在主的光中跟公义底下呢，他就承认他自己的罪。
But under God's light and His righteousness, it's being revealed in the sinner's heart.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不晓得大家有没有类似的经历。
I do not know if you have similar experiences.
就是说，当我们在生活里面呢，你有没有罪的感觉
？Do you have the sense of sin？
或者说，你有一些事情是不讨神喜悦
？That there are things in your life that that God does not like. It's not pleasing to the Lord.
其实很多事情。
There are many things.
很多时候我们。不一定信得过主。
Many times we might not be able to trust in the Lord.
这个叫做不信。
That's called unbelief.
我们相信他是救主，但是我们在实际的事情上面，我们信不过他。
We believe that he is our Savior, but in things, in practical things, we are unable to trust in him.
有的时候我们自以为是。
Sometimes we think too highly of ourselves, self-confidence.
然后是我们偏行己路。
We go on our own way.
我们就是想要做什么呢，自己就做下去。
We do things just do it without coming to the Lord.
然后很多时候我们其实对主也很冷淡。
We are cold towards Him.
有时候主托付的事情我们也不太忠心。
We are not faithful to the things that He has entrusted us.
有的时候我们嘴巴上常常讲要爱。
We we might say we want to love.
但其实大家仔细想，我们里面没有那个真实的爱。
But you know, deep within, do we have that love?
对，有时候弟兄姊妹有事情，对不对？我需要为他祷告。
Brothers and sisters have problems, and we need to pray for them.
很多时候我们回家就忘记。
And when we go home, we forget about them.
有时候我们以为我们能够爱我们的 丈夫或妻子。
And sometimes we think we can, you know, we can love our husband, we can love our wife.
那其实他们碰见事情，我们不一定有切身的感觉。
But sometimes, you know, when they, you know, they are in trouble, we might not have that, we might not feel for them.
我们现在能够体谅别人。
We might not be able to empathize with them.
Yeah. 其实很多的事情，当主在我们心里显明的时候呢。
Many things when God reveals in our hearts.
我们就突然想到说，哇，我们自己怎么是这样的一个人，一个光景。
All of a sudden, you know, we see why are we such a person in such condition.
这个时候，其实你会发现，其实你是遇见主。
This is when you have met the Lord.
对啊，我很希望弟兄姊妹能够去抓住这样的一个意思。
I hope you can catch what I'm trying to tell you.
很多时候，当我们里面那个罪被暴露显明出来的时候
，When our sin has been exposed, it's been revealed.
我们就心中懊悔，然后在神面前悔改。
We repent, we repent before the Lord.
那个其实就是我们遇见主。
That is when we meet the Lord.
我们看一下那个哥林多前书十一章。
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书十一章二十八节。
Chapter 11 verse 28.
这个讲到锅饼聚会。
Talk about the breaking of the bread.
哥林多前书十一章二十八节。
First Corinthians 11:28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
这个是二十八节。
This is verse 28.
应当自己省察。
To examine himself.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged.
这一段好，他讲到我们擘饼的时候。
It speaks about during the breaking of the bread.
我们应该自己省察，也应该分辨自己。
We should examine ourselves and judge ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们这个是讲到我们来擘饼的时候。
This speaks about when we come to the break the bread.
然后擘饼的时候，为什么主要我们自己省察，然后分辨自己呢
？Why do we need to examine ourselves? Why does the Lord speak about that?
那个，因为他叫我们能够在主的面前哈，我们里面的光景被暴露出来。
That our condition within can be revealed.
所以很多时候我们要查验自己，然后先审判自己。
We need to examine ourselves and judge ourselves.
不是我们自己在审判自己。
Not that we can judge ourselves.
乃是说，当擘饼的时候，我们是来到主的面前，让他分辨我们，让他审判我们。
That is that when we come to break the bread, that the Lord will come to examine us, to judge us.
Yeah. 所以，弟兄姊妹好，我不晓得大家感谢主啊，我们能够来擘饼聚会，这个好。
We thank the Lord that we can come to the table. That's really good.
但弟兄姊妹有没有曾经这样祷告过
？But have you prayed?
你在还没来擘饼聚会的时候这样祷告
？That before you come to the table, have you prayed?
就是说，我们祷告主说，主啊，今天我来到擘饼聚会当中，求主让我遇见。
That when we come to break the bread and drink the cup, that Lord, we can meet you.
然后让我在擘饼的时候呢，我能够与你面对面。
That I can come face to face with you during the breaking of the bread.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要做这样的祷告。
We need to pray such a prayer.
要不然，我们来到这边聚会，也许我们能够唱诗祷告，这是好的。
Maybe we can sing some hymns and we can pray. That is good.
但是神不满足只是表面的祷告跟唱诗。
But God is not satisfied with just hymns and prayer on the surface.
他很愿意说我们在擘饼聚的时候我们能够遇见他。
He really desires that we can meet him during the meeting.
所以很多时候在擘饼聚会的时候你会发现我们就开始思想我们在主面前的光景。
Many times you see that during the meeting we come to think about our condition before the Lord.
所以我们过去一个礼拜我们的生活是怎么样的生活
How was our life this past week?
我们是不是还是很多事情根本就把主忘记了呢？
Have we forgotten the Lord in all the daily living?
然后我们是否有很维持在主面前的清静呢？
Have we maintained this quiet, this closeness with the Lord?
然后我们是否有做好我们在也许做好的见证，也许是在我们的家人面前，也在我们的同学朋友面前呢？
Have we been good witnesses before our family, before our coworkers?
所以父母聚会的时候呢，实在是一个非常好的机会，让主审查我们，看到我们。
It's a good opportunity during the breaking of the bread for the Lord to examine us and for Him to judge us.
为什么能够如此？是因为我们遇见主。
Why can that be so? It's because we have met the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很需要祷告主。
We need to pray to the Lord.
当我们进到多饼聚会的时候
，that we enter into the breaking of the bread meeting.
我们不是只是坐着而已。
We don't just sit there.
我们乃是说有个渴慕的心，我们要在这聚会里面遇见我们的主。
That we have the desire to meet our Lord here.
好，这是一个事情哈，就是当我们的罪被光照显出来的时候，其实我们就是遇见。
When our sins are revealed to us, this is when we meet the Lord.
第二点
Second thing.
当我们把一件舍不得的事情交给主的时候，那个也是遇见主。
When we let go of something that we desire, it's also when we meet the Lord.
有一个事情我们很爱的。
And we love something a lot, and we give it up.
那个就是遇见主。
That's meeting the Lord.
这个其实我们也讲过很多次。
We have talked about this many times.
但是我今天想要跟各位强调。当你这样子奉献交给主的时候，其实你就在遇见。
I want to emphasize that when you give this up, when you just offered yourself up, that is meeting the Lord.
有一个相关的例子是亚伯拉罕在创世纪。
Abraham in Genesis.
在创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章第二节。
Verse 2.
二十二章第二节，我念一下哈。神说：“你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。”
And he said, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou love, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of."
所以有一天神呢，就是呼叫了亚伯拉罕说，你要把你独生的爱子献上。
God called Abraham to give to offer up his son.
我们跳到了第十节。
We skip to verse 10.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。
And
耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。
And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son.And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, Here am I.
所以亚伯拉罕真的要献上，所以当他要献上的时候呢，那个神阻止他。
Abraham was ready to offer up his son, and at that time God stopped him.
阻止他以后，我们跳到十三节。
And after he stopped him, we look at verse 13.
亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公羊，两脚扣在稠密的小树中。亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那地方起名叫耶和华以勒，就是神耶和华必预备的意思。直到今日，人还在说耶和华的山上必有预备。
And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen.
那个，如果大家仔细去读去算那个创世纪里面神向亚伯拉罕的显现。
If you try to count the number of times that God has appeared to Abraham.
你去数的话，应该会数到十次神向亚伯拉罕显现。
You'll find 10 times God appeared to Abraham.
我们刚刚念的这一段呢是第十次。
This is the 10th time this passage that we have read that God has appeared to him. This is the 10th time.
Yes.在第十次的时候呢，也是亚伯拉罕一生当中一个重要的事情。
And at this, during this 10th appearance, it's one of the most important things that happens in his life.
然后所以这个亚伯拉罕的这个独生儿子以撒呢，是亚伯拉罕老年所生的。
The only son of Abraham, Isaac, it was begotten of him when he was in his old age.
对，所以那个老来得子是最宝贵。
And it's very precious when he has it at an old age.
对，所以那个而且是独生的。
It's the only son.
然后刚刚念的第二节，他说你所爱的以撒。
It says the son that you love.
这个爱这个字呢，在圣经里面，爱这个字第一次出现是在这边。
The first time love was mentioned was in this passage.
所以意思就是说，这个亚伯拉罕真的很爱他的独生。
This means that Abraham really loved his only son.
哎，但是很稀奇的有一件事情。
But amazingly, there's one thing.
神要他把他最爱的这位以撒献上。
God wants him to offer up the one thing that he loves the most.
所以在亚伯拉罕的心里面哈。
In Abraham's heart, he obeyed the Lord. He was able to offer his son up completely to the Lord. But God only tested him.
所以你会发现哈，在整件事情上面，亚伯拉罕把他最心爱的放下。
Abraham let go of what he loved the most.
在这个过程里面，其实就是他一生当中一个神一个重要的一个显现。
During this process, it was the most important appearance of God to Abraham.
他遇见神。
He met the Lord.
然后神为他有代替，就叫做耶和华以色列。
God gave him the ram instead of his son, so it's called Jehovah Jireh.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们又要再问一个问题。Another
question for you.
就是我们有没有一个经历，就是我们很心爱的事物呢，或人事物呢，我们愿意放下，交给主。Have
we have this experience that you know whether it's a person or a thing or a matter that we have given up, the one that we love the most, we have given up to the Lord.
所以那个。 我们吴弟兄在最终被讲的那位王子呢，我实在印象非常深刻。I
have a deep impression of Sister Wang, Sister Wang Songling, that our brother mentioned at the retreat.
对，就是大家大部分听过的，没听过我再稍微提一下。
I'll mention to you.
就是这位。 小姊妹她信主的时候很年轻，12岁。
She was 12 when she received the Lord.
她那时候12岁很小，对不对？
12 is a really young age.
然后她去参加聚会，12岁的时候，她就信耶稣了。She
accepted Christ when she was 12.
真的很宝贵，这么小的小女孩，她心思对主这么单纯。That
is so precious for a 12-year-old to have such a pure heart for the Lord.
所以在那个聚会里面。 传道人不仅说你要信主。
The brother not only talk about you need to believe in the Lord.
而且呢，你需要把你最宝贵的献给主。
You also have to offer up your the thing that's most precious to you to the Lord.
所以他就回家就祷告。
And she prayed when she went home.
他就想，因为你想一个12岁小女孩有什么最宝贵的，想来想去。
What is precious to a 12-year-old?
对，他就突然想到，哦，应该是那个一个女孩子呢，是出嫁那天是最宝贵的。She
thought about it and she said, you know, to get married, that's the most precious day.
为什么呢？因为在比较早期的年代的时候呢。
In the old days.
那个，他就印象当中就是每次那个。 村里面呢，那个很大的事情就是有那个女孩子要出嫁。
The thing that's you know a big occasion in the village is when a young girl is going to marry off.
对，大家都喜气洋洋在那边庆祝，然后那天出嫁那一天。
There's much celebration on the day of the marriage.
而且呢，不仅如此。Not
only that.
他们那个女孩子呢，平常时候就在缝他们出嫁的衣服。
They spend the days before their marriage sewing their wedding gown.
然后等到出嫁那天刚好就缝好了。
They spend many years doing that, and by the time they get married, they can wear it.
所以他们年轻的女子就准备好多年啊，就是为了准备那个出嫁的那一天。
They prepared many years just to be married.
所以她在主面前祷告，发现说，也许我最宝贵的就是我出嫁那一天。So
she prayed before the Lord, and she thought about it. You know, maybe the most precious thing in my life is the day that I get married.
所以他就在主的面前呢，把他那个出嫁那一天就献给主。So
she offered her wedding day to the Lord.
但是主赐给他恩典，他后来就没有结婚。And
so the Lord gave her grace, so she was single all her life.
所以弟兄姊妹，他在他那个简单的传记里面，他怎么形容他信主的那一天呢？In
her biography, she described it.
他说我遇见主。
She described the day that she received the Lord. She said, I met the Lord. And she believed in Jesus. She said she met the Lord. And she offered up the very thing that she felt as most precious to her. She offered it up to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹好，就我们能够把我们心中放不下的那个归给主，你就发现你就遇见主。
So brothers and sisters, when you are able to give up the most precious thing in your heart, you know you have met the Lord.
有时候是我们的学位啊。It
could be our degree.
大家不要误会，好像信给主就不给你了。
Don't have this misunderstanding that if you give it to the Lord will not give it to you.
乃是心里是说主可以拿走，主也可以给我。But
that you know the Lord can give and the Lord can take.
但是我们发现，因为主是这么爱我们，他。
But we must see that, you know, the Lord loves us so much. He should have, you know, complete, He should have our heart so, completely. Things that we love so much, many times, you know, we will see that when we give it up, the Lord's love filled our hearts.
很爱他的学位。
Some people really love their degree.
有的很爱他的感情。
Many love their emotions.
有的爱他的儿女。
Some love their children.
就是说他的儿女好像他的命一样。
It's like their lives. Their children are like their lives.
有的很爱他的兴趣。
And some love their interests, their hobbies.
有的爱他的这个工作上的成就。
Some like their work, their success in their work.
他觉得很爱吃好的东西。
Some like to eat good food.
所以这些东西好像他这个爱的很爱，但是不容易放下。
They so love it that it's hard for them to let go.
但是很稀奇的，当我们放下的时候。
But amazingly, when we do let go,
我们就遇见主。
We meet the Lord.
然后我们就把事情交给他。
We give this we give the matter to the Lord.
然后主就向我们显现。
And God reveals Himself to us.
你会发现。
And our whole being has changed.
所以我也盼望弟兄姊妹，在这个线上这件事情上面，我们能够经历遇见主。I hope that
brothers and sisters can come to meet the Lord in this matter of offering up.
再一点。One
more point.
这个是之前陈弟兄有提过雅各这个人跟神摔跤的事情。
Brother Chen mentioned that Jacob wrestled with the Lord. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。And
when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
28节。
28.
那人说你的名不要再叫雅各要叫以色列因为你与神与人较力都得了胜
And he said thy name shall be called no more Jacob but Israel for as a prince hast thou power with God and with man and hast prevailed
跳到三十节
He jumps to 32
三十节
verse 30
雅各便给那地方起名叫皮努以勒意思说我面对面见了神我的性命仍得保全
And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face and my life is preserved. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him and he halted upon his side.
这边有一个可能不是每个人都很熟大部分都很熟就是雅各离开家
I mean, maybe you all know that Jacob left his home.
然后服侍他的舅父二十年
And served his uncle 20 years.
然后现在要回到他的老家
And he's going to return to his home.
然后去的时候孤单一人
He was alone when he left.
回来的时候带了很多很多家人跟财产
And he brings back family and inheritance.
所以但是他以前骗过他哥哥
But he has... cheated on his brother.
So
he was afraid that his brother would take revenge. So he sent everything, including his family, before him. When he was by himself, a man came to wrestle with him. It seems that Jacob has prevailed.
但是其实他摔跤完之后，他大腿皮就瘸了。
But after wrestling, he actually became a cripple.
Yeah. 然后，并且在摔跤之后呢，神给他一个另外一个名字。
And after this wrestling, God gave him another name.
然后。并且在他摔跤完之后呢，他给那个地方取一个名字。
And he also gave a name to the place where he wrestled.
叫做皮努以勒。
It's Peniel.
意思就是说他见到神的面。
It means that he has seen the God's face.
也就是说，当他摔跤之后呢，他发现他跟神遇见了。
And through the wrestling, he finds that he has met God.
所以这一点哈，弟兄姊妹，我们要我其实很盼望弟兄姊妹在生活当中常常跟神摔跤。
I really hope that brothers and sisters wrestle with the Lord in your life.
大家不知道懂不懂摔跤的意思
Do you know what it means by wrestling?
我不知道你我们心里面哈有些事情你会不会跟神有挣扎
Do you have some struggles with the Lord on some matters?
我常常举一个例子因为我自己最常挣扎。
There's one thing that I always struggle with.
对，就是比如说稍微有一点空闲的时间的时候。
When I have some free time.
那我现在到底要上网呢，还是要读圣经
？Do I read the Bible or do I surf the web?
对，这个，所以我常常这样讲，因为我自己最多挣扎。
I always mention this point because this is my struggle.
所以当你在心里面在想说，我应该上网还是要祷告读圣经
？When I'm thinking, you know, do I surf the web or do I pray and read the Bible?
其实你就发现你在跟谁摔跤。
You find that you're wrestling with God.
我不是说我们完全都不上网，对不对
？I don't mean that you don't surf the net at all.
乃是说，当你在心里面有感觉说，这个时间也可以读圣经的。
But maybe in your heart at that time you feel, you know, I can use this time to read the Bible.
但你又觉得很累，然后想要上网。
But you feel tired, but then you want to surf the net.
然后这个时候你就发现你心里有挣扎，就是跟神摔跤。
And you find that there's a struggle within you, and that is what I'm saying is wrestling with the Lord.
这是一个很简单的例子。
This is a simple example.
所以弟兄姊妹有没有类似的情在你的生活当中有没有类似的情况
Are there you know such similar experiences?
其实应该会常常的。
That should be quite frequent.
Yeah.你有时候想要做这个事情，但是如果你活在神的面前，你会发现跟神的意思有点冲突。
Sometimes you want to do a certain thing, and if you are living before the presence of the Lord, you'll find that it has some, it's against the Lord's will.
然后或者说你想要做这个决定，但是其实你里面又觉得不是那么平安。
And maybe you are going to make a decision, but you don't have that peace in your heart. It's when you are wrestling with the Lord.
这边你会发现，如果我们跟神摔跤的话，我们人怎么可能赢得了神呢？
When we wrestle with the Lord, how are we able to prevail against Him?
神这么高这么大，我们怎么可能摔得赢他？
He's mighty. How can we wrestle and prevail against Him?
所以弟兄姊妹，其实我们仔细想想，if you
really think about it,
很多时候摔跤都是我们赢的。
Many times when we wrestle, we won, we prevailed.
对，我们想要上网，结果不小心我又赢了，又去上网。
We want to surf the net, I was just surf the net.
然后想要有时候想要做这个决定，结果就我们又胜过去了。
And when we make a decision again, we prevail against the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们摔跤的时候呢，我们需要大腿窝被主摸一把。
When we wrestle with the Lord, we need to be touched by the Lord.
所以当摔跤完，其实雅各表面是赢了，其实神得胜。And
on the surface, it seemed that Jacob has won, but truly, the Lord has prevailed.
因为他摔跤之后，他的一生每一步路都是瘸的。Because
after this wrestling with the Lord, everything after that, he was crippled.
因为他身上有个记号，每一步路都是要靠着主的恩典才能够走。Because
he has a seal on his being that every step of the way he has to trust in the Lord, lean on Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们跟神摔跤的时候，我们要让神得胜。When
we wrestle with the Lord, we need to let the Lord prevail against us.
很多的小事情。Many
little things. When you let the Lord prevail, that is to see the Lord face to face. That's Peniel. And we see the face of God. Because we let Him be prevail against us. We have a lot of struggle.
主的面啊，能够胜过这些。But
the face of the Lord is able to prevail all these.
我今天简单的讲这几点。I
will just mention these few points.
其实我们跟神很愿意，我们能够见他的面，去见他。He
longs that we can see His face.
我们认罪悔改的时候。When
we repent before the Lord.
我们把一个宝贵的、亲爱的。
When we give something, the most precious thing to the Lord, when we wrestle with Him and He overcomes us, and many other times, we can meet our Lord because He is true and loving. His countenance is all help. It's really a blessing to live before His presence.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要让主等候。
Do not let Him wait.
他巴不得我们常常来到他面前。
He longed that we come before Him.
能够与他相遇。
To meet Him.
能够让他的爱呢，让他喜乐充满在我们心中。
That our hearts will be filled with His love and His joy.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在这里感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在是巴不得我们能够遇见你。
You long for us to meet you. And you wait for us all the time. That our encouragement today, that in our lives, in the depth of our heart, we meet you. That we don't, are not a Christian just on the surface. That you may touch our heart all the time. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.